All right, today we are joined by Mitt Winter. He is an attorney at Kenny Hertz Perry here in Kansas City. We're going to talk a little bit about college athletes and college athletics in general.
Why is the government getting involved? Why is it a law that college athletes can't get paid? Or like, why is it just not an NCAA rule that needs to get changed?
So you're actually right that there does not need to be a law that says college athletes can get paid. And so there are really two issues here. You're kind of talking about the name, image, and likeness, which is not athletes being paid by the schools. It's athletes being allowed to be paid by third parties, like for an endorsement deal, like Nike could pay an athlete to wear their shoes or whatever. And that could be allowed just if the NCAA changed its rules. So the only reason college athletes, at least NCAA college athletes, are not allowed to be paid for the use of their name, image, and likeness is because the NCAA's current rules do not allow that to happen. The NCAA could change that rule tomorrow, and the athletes would be allowed to do that. The reason the government at the federal level and the state level has gotten so involved is because the NCAA has not yet changed its rules. It's been simmering for a few years. The NCAA has talked about changing it, but just hasn't done it. There are some lawsuits about it. The Ed O'Bannon lawsuit kind of involved name, image, and likeness. But although the issue has been around, the NCAA has just never changed it. And finally, there are some people who have been involved behind the scenes and trying to get these kind of laws or NCAA rules changed for a really long time. And they finally have had some success at the state level, getting states to pass these laws. And now the federal government's also getting involved as well. But the reason the states and the federal government have gotten involved is just because the NCAA has so far refused to change their rules. They actually were set to vote on changing those rules in January, but they postponed that vote till sometime TBD into the future, most likely maybe sometime this summer. Regardless of what the NCAA rule is or what different state laws are, I think one of these federal bills that's been proposed is going to get passed probably sometime later this summer, and that'll kind of solve it for everyone.
What's an argument that you've heard where you've been like, okay, I get that. It's really hard to convince me that there's a reasonable argument out there against college athletes being able to make money, at least on their name, image, and likeness.
I don't really think there are any good arguments as to why college athletes should not be able to be paid by a third party. One example is just endorsing a product, but there are lots of other examples where athletes can be paid for their name, image, and likeness, which, you know, signing autographs, running camps. So right now, you know, famous KU, Missouri, K-State athlete, they can't go back to their hometown and run a basketball camp and get paid for it. You know, I don't think it's a very good argument, but I think the best argument that I've heard is endorsers or companies, they have a fixed bucket of money that they're going to use to spend on advertising or for sponsorship deals. And if some of that money is going to be going to the athletes instead of only to the school, then the school itself will be getting less money that it might use for its athletic program as a whole.
Equipment,
are not revenue generators. And so then those programs might be hurt because then they'll have less money. I just think the pie will probably just grow a little bit bigger, and the school will probably get the same amount of money it was already getting, and then the athletes will get some money as well. Or it could grow for the school. The NCAA, when they have been talking about changing their rules, they don't want to allow the athletes to be in any sort of name, image, and likeness deal where they're, you know, like wearing their uniform, or they use university trademarks, so it couldn't have the Jayhawk in it, the Missouri Tiger, the K-State Wildcat. I think that's actually a bad idea, because if well-known athlete at whatever school is in commercial or whatever, and they're allowed to wear their uniform, then the school is going to get a cut of that because they're using school's trademarks. I don't see why the NCAA does not want to allow the athletes to be using in ads that are using the university's trademarks. I just think that's a bad decision.
What about this argument against it? Like, as a K-State basketball fan, we're fighting an uphill battle against KU already, right? Now KU is going to be, in my head, able to recruit even better, and then we're just never going to beat them. They're going to be able to have the biggest sponsorships because they're a blue blood.
That's another thing that the schools are really worried about, that name, image, and likeness is just going to turn into a big recruiting tool, big recruiting inducement, and high school athletes are just going to go to whatever school is going to secure the best name, image, and likeness deal for them. it's a decent argument, but, you know, I think it's not going to be a big deciding factor for where people go, in my opinion. The best players are already going to Duke, North Carolina, KU, Kentucky, for other reasons besides how much money they might make, you know, basketball, coaching, tradition, history, things like that. It could actually help some schools that are not traditional powers in some way. Not that K-State is not a traditional power. They've had some good seasons. I'm sure they have some alumni who are huge basketball fans that have companies that do well. And, you know, that could be one way they could get, you know, a few big recruits that KU might normally get.
Do you see this as kind of like the final step in this issue of like, okay, if this passes and name, image and likeness, players are able to be compensated for that? Do you see the fight continuing all the way to salaries and becoming employees of schools?
I think the name, image, and likeness issue will definitely be settled this summer by whatever federal law is passed. But in terms of the athletes being paid like a salary from their own university, that battle will still be fought. I think it's unlikely that a federal law would allow that. There, some of the bills that have been introduced would have that as a component. I don't think those will pass, at least right now.
You work at Kenny Hertz Perry, so the private law firm here,
yep,
in Kansas City. Like, what is the private law firm's involvement in all of this?
So a lot of it will be helping universities navigate whatever the new laws are going to be. Once college athletes are allowed to be compensated for their name, image, and likeness, there are going to be some rules or laws that govern how that process is going to go, what kind of disclosure requirements the athletes will have to their universities. Some of the laws that have already been passed say, you know, athletes, you can enter into NIL deals, but you can't enter into any deals that conflict with a sponsorship agreement that your school has. So if you're Nike school, you can't enter into a deal with Adidas that says you have to wear Adidas shoes during the basketball games or the football games. So it'll be a lot of compliance stuff, making sure the athletes are doing what they're supposed to be doing, making sure the school doing what it's supposed to be doing. And then you might have disagreements among the school and the athlete about, oh, does this conflict with the sponsorship agreement we have? So represent the school, represent the athlete. And then same with the issue of the universities being able to give benefits and pay the athletes. The Supreme Court decision is going to come out. So universities will need help complying with whatever that decision is and whatever laws get passed going forward that relate to that. The one issue, like probably what you're thinking of, you know, the NCAA is making a lot of money and the athletes aren't getting any of it, is the TV deals, especially, you know, for the NCAA tournament. It's a huge amount. It's almost $1 billion a year. None of that money goes directly to the athletes. The NCAA does dole it out to the schools. Once the name, image, and likeness thing gets settled and figure out what the Supreme Court's going to do with the Alston case, one area where there could be some more lawsuits and some fighting going on is the amount of money that's being made from the TV deals. The NCAA makes a bunch off the basketball tournament, and then the conferences are the ones who get all the money from the football. The NCAA doesn't really have anything to do with Power 5 FBS football. The money's all going through the conferences. So I think that's going to be an area of battle because, I mean, the dollar amounts on those contracts are huge. I think if there's going to be any more future lawsuits, it'll be in that area.
I appreciate your time, and thanks for kind of educating us about all this stuff. We really appreciate it.